Hello, my name is Chuck Porritt. Welcome to my secondary website and to my webpage on predestination and freedom of choice. The Bible gives us two completely opposite and contradictory descriptions of our relationship with God. First of all, it tells us that God the Father has pre-planned and predestined the universe and all of history from beginning to end ahead of time, that He might have the opportunity to reveal all that He is and all that He is capable of. In other words, that you and I exist for one reason, revealing the glory of God. In the 9th chapter of Romans, the Apostle Paul likens this predestination to the power that a potter has over clay to make any kind of pottery with it that he wants to. He can make a beautiful piece for decorating his home, or he can make a common piece to put in the kitchen and hold garbage. Some people describe God's predestination as the sovereignty of God, that just as a king is sovereign over his kingdom, so also God is sovereign over the universe. And yet at the same time, the Bible describes a relationship between ourselves and God that is not predestined, that is open-ended. The Bible tells us that God created us and put us in the Garden of Eden and gave us the choice to do what is right or what is wrong, with the promise that if we choose to do what is right, we will live forever, but that if we choose to do what is wrong, we will receive the just consequences of that choice, which is death. In other words, the outcome of history will be the result of the interaction between God and mankind over time. People throughout the centuries have struggled with this contradiction between predestination and freedom of choice. Some have felt compelled to choose one view and reject the other one. Those who have emphasized predestination have often been called Calvinists, and those who have emphasized freedom of choice have sometimes been called Arminians, each group named after famous men that made those kinds of choices in the past. Some people have tried to bring these two ideas together and unite them, claiming that they're just saying the same thing in two different ways, or that they're two sides of the same coin. Others have taken these two ideas and they've turned them against each other. Where the Bible talks about God's predestinating choices, they say that the Bible's really talking about mankind's choices. And where the Bible talks about mankind's choices, they say that the Bible is really talking about God's sovereign choices. And so they cause these two ideas to nullify each other, and they essentially destroy the message of the Bible. My purpose in this webpage is to share with my visitor how I've been able, first of all, to reconcile these contradictory ideas in my own mind, intellectually. And then secondly, to share with my visitor how I've come to use them practically in my everyday life. I was born and raised in the state of Michigan, just north of Detroit. As a little boy, I always loved the big ships like this one that travel on the Great Lakes. As an adult, I had the opportunity to do some sailing and some powerboating on those lakes. One of the first things that I learned when I got into boating was that when you look at the surface of the water, you cannot tell what lies beneath that surface. The water might be deep and safe to travel in, or it might be very shallow with rocks or other hazards just beneath the waves. Big ships, when they're completely empty like this one, sit up high in the water and may only drop down 6 or 8 feet into the water. Whereas when they're fully loaded like this one, they may drop 15 feet or more down into the water. For this reason, the nations of the world have come up with an international system of navigation based on red and green buoys like these, put out into the water by workships like this one, usually positioned in pairs opposite from each other like these two buoys, so that they can mark the two sides of the deep water, as this illustration shows. You might wonder why they've chosen to use two colors. The waterways of the world are two-way streets. Ships pass each other, staying to the right, just like cars and trucks do here in the United States. The colors of the buoys are determined by the location that they hold in relationship to the ocean. They are positioned according to the rule of the three R's. When a ship is coming in from the ocean to a harbor or moving inland up a river, the red buoys will always be on their right-hand side as they are returning to land. So if a fishing boat goes out of Boston Harbor into the Atlantic Ocean, when he is returning, the red buoys will always be on his right-hand side. And if he goes up a river, the red buoys will always be on his right-hand side as he's traveling upstream. Because of this two-color system, ships that get lost in the dark or in a fog or in a storm, if they can only find one buoy, they can judge by the color of that buoy where they are and the direction in which they are turned. And so the boaters and ship captains of the world always travel with the realization that they must keep both buoys in sight at all times. And like these two boats, they must always be constantly aware of which color is on their right side and which color is on their left. Well, in my own life, I've come to the conclusion that just as there are red and green buoys in the water, there are red and green spiritual buoys in God's Word. The red buoys of predestination and the green buoys of freedom of choice. And I've come to conclude that God wants me to be comfortable with their separateness. He wants me to be comfortable with their oppositeness. And to realize that it is only as I appreciate their oppositeness and accept them as they are in their true colors that I can steer safely between them and use them both to help me keep my bearings in life. And so I've been able to reach a measure of peace about this contradiction by realizing that it can be useful to me rather than a problem for me. And I've also come to the point where I feel comfortable explaining this contradiction to others as well. So how do I use predestination and freedom of choice in my everyday living? Well, one of the things that I've concluded is that predestination is God's business, and that is something He does in heaven above and that I have no part in. He doesn't want me spending a lot of time thinking about it or looking for signs of it in my everyday life. God wants me to focus on my business down here on earth. He wants me to take responsibility for my own moral choices and my own moral character on a daily basis. And He has promised that if we keep the green buoys of our moral responsibility on our right-hand side, close to our right side, we will be traveling in the waterways of life in a direction that brings us closer and closer to Him. Now, how can I illustrate this idea? Well, let's suppose I'm driving down the highway at 60 miles an hour, and it suddenly occurs to me that I need to let God predestine what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. So I take my hands off the wheel and I say, if God is predestined for me to stop safely, then I will. But if He is predestined that I crash, then so be it. Of course, such thinking is foolish. And it's not only foolish, it would be criminal, because I would not only be putting my own life in jeopardy, but the lives of others as well. God wants us to be grasping the moral steering wheel of our lives and to be keeping our eyes open to the truth at all times and to be taking responsibility for obeying the rules of the road. He has said that if we will do that, then every other aspect of our life and our relationship with Him will work itself out. Now you might say, well, that's just common sense. But there are people who take their hands off the wheel all the time. Some people, when they come to the Bible and they learn for the first time that God is a predestinating God, decide to throw the Bible and God and Christianity out the window altogether, that they don't think that such a God is a good God. And so by focusing almost exclusively on the issue of predestination, they have essentially taken their hands off of the green steering wheel of moral opportunity, because it is in our relationship with God and in the moral aspects of our lives that God meets us. It is only as we are taking responsibility for our lives morally on a day-to-day basis that we can meet the Lord Jesus Christ and come to know Him as that one who is able to help us in all of the moral aspects of our lives. There are Christians who also take their hands off the wheel. And in this case, I'm talking about Calvinists. Calvinists focus so exclusively on predestination that they have put their boat on the other side of the canal. They're keeping the red buoys on their right-hand side, and they're actually moving farther and farther away from God. My fear is that Calvinists not only have taken their hands off of the steering wheel, they've broken that steering wheel off and they've thrown it out the door. The problem for Calvinists is twofold. First of all, they think that by promoting and glorifying the sovereignty of God, that God is going to praise them and bless them in the day of judgment. Secondly, they have forgotten that if they are true Christians and have really been born again, they came to that conversion by grasping the green steering wheel of their moral responsibility. That it is only in the context of moral truth and our moral accountability that anyone comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way. And so they are left without excuse. And they are, in my judgment, heading for problems in the future. And so the point that I'm trying to make here is that God wants us to keep both doctrines of predestination and freedom of choice before our eyes at all times. And like the captain of this sailboat, he wants us to keep the green buoys close at hand and on our right. If we continue to accept the oppositeness of these ideas and to steer between them, keeping the green buoys on our right, we will head to the safe harbor of God's blessing, just as this small yacht on Lake Huron is doing.